episode 37. Get out of here, Satan. What up, everybody? Got a special guest tonight. My homie, Sabrina. What's best that? Tattoo artist in the Bay. Aww, well, she's actually in Lakeland, but that's okay, too. We'll count it for now. But yeah, she's just a great friend of me. I'm very grateful to have her. I'm excited to hear what she has to say about her and her walk with Christ and her family's walk with Christ. And it's just truly a blessing to be here. We got Chris, too. He don't got a mic right now, but...
Yo.
But yeah, before we get into it, let's go ahead and just pray. Let the Spirit lead this time and just focus up. Dear God, we just thank you so much for this time. Lord, I ask the Holy Spirit to come into this moment, to fill this place, to fill our hearts and our minds with your glory and your honor, God. Lord, I pray that this episode would be a blessing to you, God, and that, Lord, we would just glorify your name with our words, our hearts will be aligned with you, and that it would bless the ears and the hearts, minds, souls, and bodies of those that are listening, God. In your almighty name we pray. Amen.
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 All right. So, a little backstory. Sabrina, I met her while I was in barber school, which was, that was like 2019, right?
Yeah.
So, that was a minute ago, like 5 years. So, I've been knowing Sabrina for a minute, and I don't know, we just became real good friends off the rip, you know what I'm saying? And at that time, I don't know, I mean... You were pretty locked in with God. You talked about God a lot.
I was because that was one of the moments in my life that I, like, that he came evident to me, you know? I believe that God comes to you. Mm. Like, I'm a really strong believer in that he comes to you and makes himself known rather than, like you always kind of knowing about God. Mm. You know, I personally grew up in church. And as a kid, you know, sometimes you go to church and you hear about it, you know about it, but like, does he really touch your heart yet? Mm. You know, maybe not. Yeah. And so with that being said, I believe like everybody's journey, it's like when God calls you, yeah. You know?
No,
so that, sure. When I met you was like just at the peak of like... I was like, dang, God's working in my life right now. So I knew I was, like, talking about him a lot, you know?
Yeah, because that's when you kind of, like, started your own business and right. You were kind of going out on your own.
Yeah. So I'm from Lakeland originally. Mm-hmm. When I was, like, 18, I started doing my own business, which was, like, I was braiding hair at the time. And, you know, as a young teenager, I went through my own things that definitely kind of strayed me from God, I guess. Like I mentioned, I grew up in church, but the funny thing is we went to a Spanish church and I didn't really speak Spanish. So
she was undercover.
You feel me? So I, you know, I only knew so much. They would translate, but, you know, Spanish churches, they be getting lit. They talk real fast. Sometimes the translator can't keep up. So I only got so much. And then not to mention, later in life, my dad married this lady who was really Christian, but it was just not very holy, I guess you could say. Very, like...
Holier than now, maybe, right? A little judgmental? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, super, yeah, super judgmental. Like, we lived out in the middle of nowhere, so I would come home from school, stay in my room, just listen to, like, normal music and watch Netflix all day. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was told I'm a devil child, that there's a darkness in the room, in that room, because, like, it was just a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was just a lot. So, you know, with someone else being so Christian, so holy, so, you know, close to God or whatever, I was like, what is this? Like, that's what it means to be close to God, forget it. Like, I'm out, you know? And I it was a huge, like, pivotal moment in my life, just because, you know, I moved with a different parent and I was very hurt by that. Mm. So after that, I started saying, like, oh, well, who really is God then? You know, I don't really believe. I definitely said that I didn't believe at the time.
Yeah.
But that's where things changed, because he made it apparent just by... like, he as in God, made himself apparent just by what came after that in my life. So back to, you know, I started my own business. And to be real, like, I saw God because of the things that he laid out for me in life. Like, I watched how everything happens for a reason, how this situation happened and that turned into, that would have only happened, no, this would have only happened if that happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, just those steps. And I was like, damn, yo, like, I didn't do this. Yeah. That wasn't me. Yeah. That was someone else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who? There has to be, like, a higher power. Mm-hmm. And, of course, growing up in God, you're like, all right, well, maybe that's God. Maybe that's him. Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. So that's where I started believing. And then starting my own business was like, like, I just watched all these things line up for me so perfectly, and perfectly to where, like, only him. Because to be real, I was getting arrested for weed. I was going to jail. I was had probation, had all this and that. But I was, like, 18, mm-hmm. and I got the opportunity to come out here to Tampa to do hair. And things just lined up so, so great that I moved out here in, like, a matter of 4 months. I had a full clientele. Like, I didn't know anyone in Tampa, but I had full clientele. I was mm-hmm. able to get my own crib at, I think I was 19. Mm-hmm. And just, like, everything, I was like, dang, yo, this is God. Like, he has a plan for me.
Yeah.
This, like, this is my purpose right here, you mm-hmm. know? And, yeah, I mean, so I know when I get, like, I get excited yeah. when stuff like that happens, you know? Yeah. So I know that's how I was, like, spitting to you, like, yo, this is God. This is what he's doing. You better see it in your life, because I know he's got a plan for all of us, you know? Yeah. And so I was excited. I was definitely sharing the words, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that was what was so cool, is because, you know, I grew up in the church too. So, like she was saying, I saw religious people. And when I say religious people, it's people who are following rules. And if you're not following those rules, you are different, or you're wrong, or you're, you know, you're not really with God, you know what I mean? So there's a lot more judgment instead of love. So then I see Sabrina, you know what I'm saying, and she's giving glory to God, and she's not your stereotypical, you would say, woman of God, you know what I mean?
Because I was still out here.
Yeah, yeah. We were still thugging. We was hanging out, you know what I'm saying? We, yeah, definitely yeah. was getting lit. But
he, you know, I feel like he sees you where you're at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be this perfect person.
Yeah.
But he sees you right where you are, comes right down to where you're at, and mm-hmm. he talks to you right there. You know? And because none of us are perfect.
No, never.
You know?
You'd be lying if you said you're perfect. So if you say you're perfect,
you must be God.
Get out of here. Get out of here with all that. No, but that's real, because like you said, like, every part of that story, if you changed one single thing of it, you wouldn't be right here today.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know what
I'm
saying? Yeah.
So it's like, that's why I'm so grateful for God's good and perfect will, because, you know, his will is going to prevail no matter what we want to happen. And even though it might not look always, you know, good or even okay in our eyes, like, to him, he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, he's orchestrating our life in a way that's pleasing to him. You know, so even when we're caught up in ourself and we're like, why is this happening to me, and all this and self-pity and all this pride and ego coming out, we have to understand that, you know, God is in charge. He's the author, and he's writing your story how he wants it to be written, not how we want it to be written.
Yeah.
And once you kind of get that relationship going with him and you see him writing, it brings you peace, because you know, like, okay, he's in charge. He's in control. So I don't got to, you know what I'm saying, try to manipulate and steer the wheel so much, I can kind of just cruise along, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, because that's how I felt for sure. I was like, dang, I see him working. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, like when I saw he had my hand and he was leading me, mm-hmm. I wanted to follow it, yeah. you know? But, you know, in life, mm-hmm. it's not always, like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you don't always know every step you're supposed to take. Mm-hmm. So in that, you know, at that time in my life, I was very excited, pumped, and I wanted to follow him. Like, so I started looking out. You know, I would look out for him. Let me see what God's doing. Let me see how this situation could, maybe that's a blessing and I'm supposed to follow that. And I would say, because since then, I've definitely, I lost my way.
Oh, yeah,
and
we all do.
I would say, yeah, and that's, I would say, because what you just mentioned, my ego was getting a little too high. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, oh, he's blessing me. He's doing this. I'm looking out for him. But in ways that I think was him, was actually me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that, I lost my way. And it hasn't been until just recently that I actually came back. So, yeah, yo, because, you know, all these things are playing out real nice. And I'm like, oh, this is God. I wanted more. I kept, you know, elevating in my business, and I was out there in competitions, and I'm out there doing booths and meeting all people around Florida and getting all these videos and, you know, doing all this stuff that I thought was great. But I started getting ahead of myself. You know, I wanted to do more and do more and do more. And, you know, like, that's where sometimes, you know, I mean, I got ahead of myself. I really did. And that, and I started losing God. I knew he was there, you know, but I wasn't with him. I was too far ahead. And, you know, COVID happened. So, like, I really just got in my own way, which I think is something that happens to most people, anybody. Oh, yeah. And you know, I still think that's okay, though, because it's God's plan. You know what I'm saying? He probably he needed me to lose my way so that I can find him again when the time was right, you know? Yeah, dude, I mean, I kept wanting to get better and do more, and I ended up learning how to tattoo over COVID, and I was in different experiences in life that, to be honest, tore me down real bad, emotionally, physically, started experimenting with drugs and stuff, and getting lit, you know, living my age. But, yeah, and it tore me down, though, emotionally, you know, like, but I ended up opening my own shop after learning how to tattoo, and that experience was so great, and I still was kind of speaking for God at that moment, like, oh, he, this and this lined up, so that means this is perfect, this is what I should do, and you know, but looking back at it now, it was like, dang, maybe I was just kind of making that up to, like, justify my actions.
Maybe that was more your will instead of his. Exactly, yeah, you were trying to force, like, your agenda when he already was like, bro, I got you. Like, why are you trying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. So, well, I think, to be real, I kind of feel like he was putting me through these tough situations. Mm. Without a doubt, now I can say to make me stronger. Mm. But my weak will was trying to, like, force my own perseverance when, like, it wasn't what God, I can't say it wasn't what he wanted for me, because everything happens for a reason. I'm sure planned me to go through this you know, situation, but it, at the end of the day, it was to make me stronger, dude, like 100%, like, to show me why I do need him.
Yeah.
And why I need to walk with him, because it's a habit of maybe not just me, but many people to want to grab the reins again and be like, oh, this is what I want for me. This is what he wants for me. But am I waiting to listen to him for him? You know? So, I mean, I don't know. I think I kind of rambled a bit, but
no, that was perfect. That was good stuff, for real. No, because that's real. That's authentic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really... That's the real version of what she was going through, because it's like, I got to see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like she's just making some story up to make this sound better. Like, she lived it, and she's speaking from the heart. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we need from more people. You know, it's like, if we got more people being open about their story, being able to admit where they were wrong, you know, and being able to see where, like, okay, maybe, like, I should have let God take the reins, but now I have learned that lesson of, okay, next time I get in that situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got the strength to then give it over to him instead of trying to, you know what I'm saying, pull the wheel back your way.
Nah, for sure.
But it was crazy, because, like, I could see how the ego and the pride would come into effect, because you were popping. You were popping in Tampa, for real. She beat me in a barber competition one time, bro. And I was hot. I was angry.
He was
mad, I didn't even talk to
yo.
Her. I didn't even talk to
her.
Yeah,
he stopped talking to me.
Like, and we're like,
we're like
best friends,
bro. Wow.
And literally, like, I didn't talk to her, bro.
I remember.
Angry. I was in the shop the next week. And they're like, they were twirling me because I didn't win the competition. I was like, nah, they were tripping, bros. They let Sabrina win and all this stuff. I was like, she shouldn't have won that. And one of her clients was getting cut in the chair down from me, and I didn't know. And he's like, what you saying about Sabrina? I was like, she ain't deserve to win. I should have won that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out to y'all, though. Shout out to y'all. Y'all got my back. Thank you.
But she deserved to win for sure because she did braids and haircut, listen, and she did a lot of stuff.
I came with stuff that they didn't. Just the fact that I braid hair and I cut hair. Yeah. So, I mean, if I was judging, I get it. But he did some fire shit, too. I mean, some fire
I snapped
too,
for sure. You know what I'm saying? No, did. You know what I mean? But, all glory to God.
I kind of came with a little too much, you know? But that's okay. I mean,
she showed out for sure. But it was a good lesson for me to learn because I was kind of, you know, getting caught up in all that. Like,
you know, and that's funny, too, because I've done... two braiding competitions, and my thing was braiding, to be honest. I was like, oh yeah, I'm a barber, but I only did it here and there. So I did two braiding competitions, and both of them I got last place. And it was like always crazy to me because I was I always felt like I was pretty good, you know, and I always came with the confidence of like, yo, I'm gonna win this, like, forget it. And then I always got last place. So it was low key.
I
know. Like,
I was there one of them.
I was like, yeah, bro.
And she was hot, bro. So
I was mad.
It was okay.
Because
it was okay.
I was okay. Quick, tell a story real quick. I was the only one to compete, and I knew another barber whose wife did braids. I like begged her to compete. She ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
God
bro.
Was like,
yo,
but gotcha.
Then, and yeah, no, literally. Bro. So, but the funny thing is that I went to that barber battle.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, not you, but another barber friend, he was like, yo, sis, you're going to compete, right? You're going to compete. And I'm like, I mean, I guess I got my stuff, but I didn't bring it in. I didn't have a model. He got me a model from, told the DJ. And so I got somebody from whoever was there. And I was like, all right, I mean, I guess I'll compete.
No.
And then I end up winning first. And that's I was hard. Like, and I'm like, are you beat serious?
thanks, Chris. If you watch this, thanks, bro.
No, but like to me, the message was like, dang, like when I kind of dropped my, you know, like my pride and was like, didn't come completely like, oh, I'm gonna win this. I got it. Now, I wouldn't say I was like arrogant about it. I was just excited about my braiding competitions. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna
confidence.
Win this.
Confidence is okay.
Yeah, but at the same time,
slippery slope, you know,
God like humbled my. But and was like, yo, chill out, you know, because now I can say maybe that wasn't the absolute plan for me because, I mean, I do tattoos now, you know, but it was really cool that the one that I wasn't super like excited and pumped for and all this stuff, the barber competition, I ended up winning first. And I was like, oh, word. All right. Well, that's nice. And then COVID, we all went on lockdown. And after that, it was like that. Honestly, that was like the last. Event the last anything I did until we got locked down for COVID, and then I ended up switching to tattooing.
Yeah, no, but that's kind of cool too, because then after that I didn't see you for a while, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see you for however long the lockdown was, and then
I was like, damn, this kid's mad at me.
Yeah,
he don't want to talk to me no more.
I had a hardened heart. All praise God, he softened my heart. You know what I'm saying? He had to break it down to soften it, but now it's a good heart. I promise.
Was the next time I saw you? It wasn't.
I think it was when I got the tattoo.
For
real?
Yeah. Like.
Probably.
Dang.
Maybe we ran into each other, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. Dang,
I think
crazy.
We saw. I think we saw each other at another barber competition.
I don't know, because I don't think I was. Going
I think
to
we
too
smoked
many.
A little pressure.
Oh,
oops. No, we did. I had a bottle of Douce and I was like, you want to hit it? She was like, and she hit it.
I didn't really drink. So.
But no, that's beside the point. But then the cool thing is how God brought us back together at the exact perfect time, because the next time I seen her was in a hard season of my life, right? And hers too. And little did I know, I had no idea what was going on with her. She didn't know what was going on with me. I went to go get a tattoo. Probably can't see it, but it was this one right here. And it's a peace sign. It says, love all, judge none. And that was like this kind of mindset I was trying to adapt into, kind of trying to live out, because I was trying to come back to the Lord. I wanted to, you know, get right with God. But because of, you know, some
the
things
first
I had done.
Getting sober, right?
Yeah, getting sober, 1,000%. And I was a few days into sobriety. But I was riding the tattoo shop, and I was like, all I knew was old Sabrina. You know what I'm saying? How we used to get down. So I'm like, dude, I'm like, if she's trying to get lit, I'm getting lit, bro. Forget sobriety. Like we're good. And so sure enough, I pull up and I'm trying to feel it out. Like, you got any pressure? You know what I'm saying? Or something. I don't know what I was thinking. But I remember she was like, yeah, I've just been trying to, you know, kind of let God lead. She just kept saying God a lot. And I'm like, dang. I was like, God, you're so perfect. Because I came here with these selfish intentions of turning away from you and going back to old habits and tendencies, old ways of kind of numbing pain and just dealing with stuff, right? I was trying to get drunk. I was trying to get high, whatever. And sure enough, God had already been working in Sabrina's heart, and she wanted to know him, and she wasn't doing that stuff no more. And so we were able to kind of reconnect, but in a very special way, because we were walking through similar season, you know. Yeah. And that's the power in Christ right there. You know, we're called to be united as the body, you know, we're the hands and feet really of Jesus. Cool. And so then you see God bringing his son and daughter, who had kind of strayed. We've kind of gone away from him, and definitely from each other, you know. And then he brought us back together in a perfect time, where we were able to, you know, kind of like link arms and walk together through this. And then through that, that's how I even met Chris, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how God puts all these things like in our path, you know what I mean? And it comes in completely unexpected moments. So it's like in a moment where I was ready to give up, maybe not give up on God, but maybe like hit pause on God, you know what I'm saying? And be like, it didn't work this time, but maybe I'll come back to you later. But who knows, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, well, at the time when you came by, I was just about like 30 days sober. And I was, my thing was, I was getting sober because my significant other was as well, and I just wanted to be a good support. Mm-hmm. So I started going to some meetings for support and for like that encouragement, that stuff you need to hear to like flush out those bad thoughts that you have. That was my reason. I was like, I need to get to these meetings, because it was like the repetitive like flushing of just the stuff we have in our heads that's like, yo, just smoke a blunt, yo, like it'll all be okay. Or like, hey man, like, you know.
Yeah,
anyway, so we get to this appointment, you come in. And I feel like that was what I was on at the moment. It was like, yo, I'm just trying to not smoke, whatever. And you were like, ready. Hey,
I was ready to smoke.
If you trying to smoke, let's smoke. I'm like, smoke, no, bro. I'm not really trying to do that right now. And you're like, dang, no way. And you're a whole 30 days.
I was 60 days.
You were at 60, mm-hmm. and I was at 30. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what? You got more time than me.
And look,
and now you're over here trying to smoke. But it's okay though, because I started telling him I was going to these meetings, and he was like, no way. I think he was the one, or someone else was trying to like tell him to go too.
One of my other boys.
And yeah, so you know, he was like, yo, that's crazy. You're like talking about this because someone else is trying to go, and I think I convinced you to go to one of the meetings that I was going to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I think, I mean, if anything, that's God. Like I mentioned, those steps he does that just perfectly places this timeline into effect, like all that right there was like perfectly like planned by God. And for me personally, that's when I got back on the, I don't want to say bandwagon, but I guess back on the bandwagon of like,
yo, back on God, the wagon, let's just say back.
Yeah,
let's just
say wagon. Back on the wagon of God, because I mean, that's what they talk about in these meetings, you know, finding a higher power. Mm-hmm. My higher power was my God, and I say that meaning he was everything I needed at the time. You know, I wasn't necessarily going to church at the time. I was finding the God that I knew, and the one that I knew, the one that I needed, was one that loved me very well, that was right here holding my hand throughout the time, like throughout my life, and that would talk to me, you know. And I wasn't reading the Bible yet. I wasn't doing like, you know, a real Christian walk, but I was doing the best I can.
Yeah.
And you know, I was still, I'm still a lost soul, just doing the best I can, you know, and trying to find my way. And that's definitely where I was at. Now, like at that point in my life, I had closed up my shop. I had a little tattoo studio about the size of this room, in downtown Tampa, and I was just trying to make it happen. I was in this new relationship that only like 2 months later I ended up getting pregnant. And Amen. When that happened, it was like, oh, I was like, dang, God, like, you really did something here. Like, because I felt like I was just barely walking in. I was barely 4 months sober. And I was just like, dang, like, you trusted me with this? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pregnant. That means you, like, you think I'm ready for this right now? But, like, he was just talking to me at the time, you know? Like, he was, it's funny because I really think, like, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to, like, do what he needs. Or I'm not ready to do what he asks.
Yeah.
But, like, then he just kind of pushes you in.
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, no, wait. But then, like, you're actually, like, you're right there. You're here. Yeah. You're not falling. You're not, you know, because he has you, like, he knows who you are better than you do sometimes. You know?
That's real. Yeah.
So he's like, yo, you're ready for this. Like, so I'm pregnant now. And like, to me, it was just crazy because, like, I just didn't feel, you guys spoke on it, at least I listened to one of the podcasts about you not being worthy. You know, like, you're not enough. You know, like, and I'm just like, what? Like, you want me to have a whole baby? I was like super business. Like, I was just on my, doing my thing, like, mm-hmm. when it came to business, and I'm like, dang, you about to have a baby now? But to be real and all that, I felt safe because I knew it was God. It wasn't just me, like,
mm-hmm.
being a rascal and getting pregnant, you know? Like, it was God because, I mean, it's, I don't know, maybe it's hard to, for me to explain, but it was just so apparent, like, yeah. everything that was happening.
Yeah.
So, to be real, he let himself be known.
But that's fire though. I like what you said when you were, you know, first trying to come to know God, like, God was who you needed him to be, you know, and he loved you how yeah. you needed to be loved, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's a hard thing for people a lot of times, is because you see other people's relationship with God and you might want that. You know what I'm saying? But everyone's relationship is different.
Or even you get told God is this person from church or from Christian people or from, you know, and I do that with respect, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think a lot of us have, like, these imprinted downloads of what he is, and we get scared or we get, like, intimidated or we feel we're definitely not enough because, oh, he's this and this and this. And to be real, I like to believe the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's some hard rules and stuff like that. I don't do too good with rules, but I, through my walk and through understanding his love, I understand more with respect.
Mm.
Not like, oh, I got to do this because it's the right thing to do. It's more like, oh, I do this because I respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So with God, I had to come at it first with how he loved me and how he loves me, because my head tells me opposite, you know? My head tells me you're not good enough, you can't do this, you aren't loved, all that. And even to this day, when I really, really, really jumped in, because, you know, like, I don't know if I've ever been as close with God, actively wanting to seek him as I do now, if I've ever been like that in my life, because I need it so much more now. Now I have a husband, I have a kid, and now is when it's like, dang, like, I really need to be on my A game, because it's not just for my life, me doing whatever I want to do. No, it's because I have a life with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I have a little baby whose life is up to me.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm not perfect. Me and my man get into all kinds of conversations, and our personalities clash like crazy, and you know, all these toxic habits of my past and what we experience now in our freaking generation, like it's tough out here. It is tough because we're so used to, like, wanting to go to these bad habits. And dude, I needed help. I was having a really, really tough time with motherhood, with my relationship, and I'm like, I don't know what to do anymore. But what I have to do is not in myself, because I don't have it. Mm-hmm. Like, I was in my relationship, and I'm just like, yo, this is too tough for me. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, literally, this is not, I can't handle this. Mm-hmm. And that was when it was like, the only thing I have left is God. Yeah. And that, I was in that position a lot in my life, and I'm sure a lot of the people listening be in position where it's like, yo, shit's tough out here. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, and you feel like you can't do it, and maybe that's real, maybe that's right, you can't do it. Mm. But God can.
Amen.
You feel me?
Amen to that.
So yeah, it's like, that's the times when I know I seek God the hardest, because I know I can't do it. That's but real. You gotta give it to him, because he will find a way to make you be able to do it, whether that's going through a tough situation. Like, you're probably still gonna have to go through the hell it is that we're experiencing.
Oh yeah, we're always gonna struggle.
Exactly. Mm. You're gonna have to go through that struggle, but why does he do that? To make you stronger.
Yeah.
So that you're tough, so that you can keep going and persevere through that. And then life starts getting a little lighter. Mm. And then you're like, dang, man, I can carry this now. I can carry all this weight I feel.
Yeah.
Because we're stronger. You know, I in my church, since I've like known that I was gonna do this podcast every week, I've been like taking little notes in my phone. And one thing that really like stuck out that I was like, ooh, that's fire. Like, I like what he said. Was, you know, like, let me pull it out so I don't misquote it. But he was saying like, he was saying, when you want to do better, doing better in life is not making things easier. It's life making you stronger. So I liked that, because, you know, you think, oh, I want to do better. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to drop all the easy things like weed or alcohol or whatever. Mm. But, like, each one of these things are hard.
Yeah.
Like, dang, I'm trying to do better, but everything is going to be hard.
Yeah.
You go to the gym, you got to start putting on more weight. Mm-hmm. More weight to get bigger, get stronger. And that's what life's going to do, too. It's like, yo, I'm, God, please, like, help me through this situation. Doesn't mean the situation's just gonna, like, pop away. Like, oh, here you go. You're not in this. I took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, but most of the time, there's a lesson to learn there, and he wants you to go through that to make you stronger.
Yeah.
And that's how it's been for sure for me. Like, yeah, bro. I mean.
No, that's real. That's fine. You just snapped. That was... perfect, because, you know, God never said we weren't going to struggle or face hardship, you know.
Yeah.
But what he did say is he promised to be there with us, and, you know, he said, I'm with you, you will not fall, you know. And that's something we have to remember, like, all this stuff you're talking about, it's like God doing for you what you couldn't do for yourself, right? And I like how you said, when you were saying, like, sometimes you're your worst enemy, you know, like, I'm not deserving, I'm not doing good enough for all this stuff, right? And just to get Chris involved, I know, yeah, you said nothing yet. But this goes perfect to what we've been talking about, because, you know, you have your struggles, as we all do, right? And, you know, you have those moments where you tell me, do I really have faith if I'm still struggling with this? You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's a real question we have to ask. And it's also something we have to acknowledge, so we don't let that idea or thought take too much power. Because, yes, you do have faith, or else you wouldn't care about the struggle you're having, you know. The struggle, like she's saying, is making you stronger, you know. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit. I don't want to put you on the spot. But, you know, how you still, even though you're 2 years in with Christ, how you're still walking through daily battles, yeah, right? And how do you continue to grow in your faith even through that? You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I mean, so, like, the two, like, things that really stuck out to me was, like, one thing that I commemorate you with is, like, your trust in God is, like, it's beautiful, because it's, like, even when things don't seem okay, it's, like, you're always handing it back over to God. It's, like, this is your will, right, and this is okay, right? And I just say that because it's something I struggle with immensely is, like, you know, yeah. Because it's, like, one thing that I can say is, like, how you've been talking, like, even how you were walking with Christ when you were still sinning, right? Like, you were still, like, deep in this act of sin, right? And it's like a lot of people, I feel like, have this thing of like, I need to do A, B, and C and get to this point. And then it's like, okay, now I can go be cool with God. But it's really like, I'm always going to be a sinner and I just got to be okay with that.
Yeah, he'll meet you right there.
Yeah.
He'll meet you exactly where you're at. And right. And with time, like, that's why I mentioned that respect thing, because with time, like, he'll put it on you a little more, like, he'll make you respect him a little more, to where it's like, you know what, I don't want to do this, because I feel like it's like, I don't need it. It's not that, oh, it's not right, it's that you don't need it anymore, because he fulfills whatever you might be seeking through that thing, right, that you shouldn't be doing,
right?
You know,
and that's it, is like, because now the both of you guys were just talking, was like, even when I'm doing what I'm not supposed to, while he was seeking out what he was not supposed to, and it didn't matter, like, God blocked him off, right? And then brings him, like, on a whole, like, the path that he's trying to put him on. It was like, even if I'm looking after the wrong thing or, like, trying to do the wrong thing, it's like, God, you know, it made me think about the lost sheep, right? And, like, what the lost sheep story says is, like, the one sheep goes off from the herd, right? What does God do? Does he just hang out with the 99, or is he going to go look for the one who's lost, right? And then, so what that really says, though, is that, like, the one sheep isn't looking for the herd. It's a stupid sheep, right? He's doing his thing. What happens is, right, the shepherd breaks off from the herd and then goes and seeks out the one sheep, right? And so it's like, Jesus is just chasing you. What, she tattooed you? That's fun. For that?
Nah,
just
nah,
the, but, I don't know, but
you wanted a sheep. You just wanted a sheep for no reason.
It's a black sheep. Yeah, we were.
This was her.
It's a black sheep. That's so funny.
Let me see it. I've never seen a sheep.
A little black sheep.
That's lit. Yeah. So just on the end, bro. It'll be the thumbnail. Just a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's really what it is. I know, like, but just because of what you were talking about, as far as, like, the faith part of things goes, right? Like, it's something that I've talked to Wally about. Like, I'll struggle with my faith, as far as, like, do I really believe, like, in the deepest parts of my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, right? And then I really, like, my brain's just retarded and, like, goes to, like, you can't say that word, can you? My bad. But yeah, it'll be in there still. I'm not taking it out. Stupid, I guess. My brain is stupid. But, like, I'll get so deep into theology, and it's like I question my salvation. I'm like, dang, am I really saved? Or things like that. And it's basically because I'm judging what Christ did off of what I'm doing. And then so it creates this type of, you know, thing of, like, what was my faith? Do I really believe that Jesus did that for me if I still keep living, like, in this way? Right? And it's just this crazy insanity that I have. And it's like, I think what Wally was just trying to say is, like, if you didn't really believe, then you wouldn't even care, right? You wouldn't even try to change. It wouldn't even be like a thought in your brain. And it's really just that God is putting you through this certain thing, right? I'm mainly talking about, like, sin here. It's like getting rid of sin out of my life, because it's so hard. And then it's like, the harder you try to get rid of the sin, like, the more I try to, like, figure things out and do things with it, it's like, it just gets worse, right? And so it's like coming to a point where it's like, I do just trust in God. I trust in his plan. I trust in what he's doing. And I do believe that it's going to be okay, right? And then I'm not afraid to run back to him when I do fall. I don't have, because that's been a thing too, of like, I can't talk to God now. I can't read the Bible. I don't want to, you know, be around it.
So, you know what's crazy?
What?
Is that that's what the devil does.
He put, sent me the thing, dude. He just sent me a thing on that.
He puts those thoughts in your head.
Yeah.
You know, he makes you think you're not good enough. He makes you think that he's not listening to you. He makes you feel like, am I really doing this? You know, and sometimes you gotta recognize that as, like, the devil trying to push you away because he sees what you're doing.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy I have here? It's the question is not, do you believe in God? Because that's something you question.
Dang, you better,
right?
Snap, I can already tell.
It says the question is not, do you believe in God? It's, do you know how much God believes in you?
Dang, boy. I got chills.
No,
yo.
That's crazy. And that's crazy I have it here, because
that's
why I say I seek a God that's loving, because he loves you. He has a purpose for you.
Hey, that's
God trying to stray you away.
Pray. Yeah.
For real, you know, it's crazy, bro, because we have faith. We could say we have faith. We can believe we have faith. But we, like, God has more faith that you're going to be good.
Hey, and you know what?
Trying to blind you
all the time in scripture.
God has faith in you.
Yeah, that verse says God is faithful. I'm always like, what does that even mean? Like, what is what did he believe in? You know what I'm saying?
He knows that you have purpose.
You're gonna be doing. You could do the good thing.
Doing a podcast, talking about God, spreading his message, and you still think you're not good enough?
Oh, like but that's crazy. But that's it. It's ego. It's a thing of like, what I need to do to make it to where things are okay, rather than like he's the one, he's doing it right.
He's working through you so crazy, and the devil is just trying to blind you and make you feel
bring
like
you down. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely, yeah.
That's crazy, but you're still here. You're still preaching. You're still spreading your word, and that right there is proof to anybody watching that it's not easy.
It's not,
We're not perfect. Like, we still lack in faith, not in him maybe, but in ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's why I we need
too much faith in ourselves.
Too much faith in ourselves, what Wally said. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know it's something else. I go to these meetings, so we like not meetings but like group sessions in church. It's called Alpha, and we just speak on different subjects, and it's a group of different people, and we just start talking. We just start speaking about whatever the video was, and it just kind of comes into a conversation like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I brought up this this podcast, and I was like, "Oh, I'm so excited because I feel like God has something He wants me to say, but I'm nervous and I want to do this right away because I'm trying to plan." But then blah 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 blah. And you know what they kept telling me? They're like, "That's cute, but it's not about you. It's about God."
That's fire.
You know?
Hey. And we got that. Like, that's something for, like, I don't know about for you, but for me, where it's been like, I'm stressing about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
that's what I
this
saying.
Is about, it ain't even about me. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. So that's why, like, I didn't plan for this.
Yeah.
I came in here like, I'm a winger.
We're too similar.
Because
we're all too similar.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a winger because you know what? It's not about me, and God's going to say what He wants to say. Yeah. I'm just right here. I'm the microphone.
Yeah.
He's the one just speaking out, you know?
Dang.
So yeah, bro.
Dang, you been snapping. No, and that's it. That's what, like, our whole point in, like, doing the podcast was like, because you get, like, the big pastors, and it's like,
yeah,
we're the unwanted, you know what I mean? We're the sheep. And it was, like, trying to just give a voice to the person who's, like, and that's why, like, even in our description, like, in our thing is, like, we're going to talk about, like, the struggles. I'm not a pastor, right? Like,
yeah.
I'll talk about theology and the Bible and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's, like, I don't claim this, like, pastoral type standard, right? It's just, like, because I talk all about my struggles, all the things that I'm failing in
that's
stuff.
Great.
So that someone listening could be like, like, oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I told my man that. He was like, oh, what do you want to speak about in the podcast? And I'm like, to be real, I just want to say shout out to the ladies.
Hey.
We need it.
Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to the ladies. And to give basically that female perspective. But then on top of that, I want to reach people in the streets and not the ones in the church benches, you know? So, like, because we can be in church, and sometimes I feel like pastors can come from a perspective of people who believe and that already have that common knowledge. But I think a lot of us are out here in the streets just trying to live life, and we don't always – sometimes we need to hear it plain, simple, down, and stupid to really understand, you know? And I'm like, I want to speak to people – as clear as I can, hopefully from their perspective, like if I'm just talking to them in a normal conversation, so that they can understand that coming to God is the way out, is the way that's going to make you feel good.
No, like, you talked about building a relationship with God. I just want to know kind of like, how do you, like, for you, like, what helps you with your relationship? Like, what are some things that, you know, like, prayer time and all that other stuff, like, you know, what are some things that you feel like you felt real close with God before? Or is it even just like things that He's doing, you know, like that it's just coming up blatantly to where it's like you learn more about Him and things like how do you kind of, because I feel like for a lot of people, at least who are new in the faith, it's like we talk about relationship and then we relate it to the physical world of like a brother or sister, and then you start talking about it. So then they're like, well, how do I reach something in this, right? Because God lives in the spiritual realm of like non-physical, right? And then you, so we always talk about prayer and all that stuff, but like for you, kind of, what does that like look like? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just on some day to day, like just, you know.
So,
what's the benefits to having that relationship?
Yeah. So for me, I mean, I feel like I got to go back to that. Like, my mind can be bad. It can tell me some ugly things, and I know I deserve more. I deserve more than what I put myself through. So I seek God first and foremost to help me. Maybe that's selfish, but I think I can be selfish about it.
He's okay with it, yeah.
Yeah.
He's okay with
so,
it. Yeah. You're so, seeking him. That's what's important.
Yeah, but you know, because he's here to save us. He's here to save us from ourselves. He's here to save us from this disaster of a world that we live in. Even though it's the beauty that he created, and it is, it can be amazing. It can be disgusting all at the same time. It's how you look at it. It's from your perspective, and your perspective is a hell of a, like a, that's like the secret weapon of life. Because I mean I think we all can contest to that, you know, like if you have a negative outlook, your life is going to be tough. If you have a positive outlook, then yeah, it might be tough, but you're going to get it through. You're going to get through. And it's going to happen a little easier because you're like, you know what? I mean, you start manifesting it. You start, and manifesting is honestly another word for faith, because you have faith it's going to happen, and you are creating a life that you want. And that's when you start getting into your plan or to your walk with God, it lines with what he wants. And back to what you asked me, my goal is always to seek what he wants, because I learned my lesson. I can do what I want, but it's what he wants. So try and get out of my head. First and foremost, I try and be present. Try and get out of the past. Don't go too far into the future, because it's not in my hands. It's in his hands. What's happened in the past, you know, you might feel guilt or shame of, oh, I've... To be honest, I don't like counting my sins. I don't like feeling very like, oh, I'm trying not to sin, because I feel like that's guilt. And guilt or shame is of the devil, you know? So I personally, like, I know God forgives, and I know he knows I have a good intention. I have a good heart. So I do my best, and if I sin, I ask for I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm always learning and trying to do better to be better. And looking to the Bible is how I try to, we all want to be image bearers of Jesus. So turning to the Bible, reading the Bible is how we learn more about him. I personally, on my day-to-day, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I don't always read the Bible.
How dare you?
I don't.
Hit the road, Jack. Get out of here. Get out of here, Sabrina.
Nah, I don't, but I really need to better. I mean, but that goes to show you, you know, like, I need to more. My, like, I feel shame that I don't, but I need to, because I need to do better. But I'm doing the best I can, you know, and
you need to write that on your to-do list.
I know.
You see that? She got a to-do list tattooed on her hand.
That's fire.
Nah, so, but what I do is I go to church every Sunday, because I go to hear the message, because I need it. I need it to filter out this bad words and this negative talk I have in my head. I seek God because I need it actively. I need it consistently. Because if not, these words, I'm crazy, bro. These words are gonna keep coming. They're gonna run me right into the ground.
Oh,
so yeah. I need that consistency to speak louder than what's in my head. What else do? I pray in the morning now, because I love a routine, but I don't have one. I mean, I got a baby, so it's hard. But I've been doing my best.
I'm about to find out.
So, you know, I do my best to read and pray in the morning. I do better writing it out in a journal because I got ADD and I'm going to start and then I'm going to get distracted and then I'm going to be like, oh, man.
Like a prayer journal, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean.
That's fire.
Because, bro, like, I'm going to start praying and then all of a sudden a bird flies and I'm like, oh. Like, and then I'm like, oh, dang, wasn't I praying? Oh, sorry, God, you know? But, nah, so I got to write it out. I got to, so I do that now. I've been reading a book about praying circles around your children because, you know, I got a kid now. So it's like, like, I, you know, there's more of a responsibility. Like, you mm-hmm. want to make sure that your kid's going to be okay. You're, you know, but, yeah, okay. Anyway, so I've been reading that. I make sure I put that in my prayers. And to be honest, another thing in my life, I listen to a lot of worship music now. I really do. Yeah. Because it just makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, I still listen to the normal trap hood, you know, that Future and Kendrick stuff. Trap been all I've been listening to that, you know, but nah, but for real though, like I really do listen to a lot of worship. It just makes me feel good. And it keeps me in that mindset. I'm telling you, it's all my mindset. I gotta train it. I have to like force it, like in a white like a straight jacket of like God, love, mm. because I gotta be kinder to myself. I have to be, you know, like, I have to tell myself I can do it,
yeah.
you know, and it's not just me, it's God. So, well, I know I can't. It's God that's gonna do it, mm. you know, so that's why I have to seek Him. I hope that answered your question.
No, that was perfect. And what'd you just say? Oh, see, I got the ADHD too. What did you just say? You just said something fire. Dang.
If you can't remember, I got something real
quick. On to you, Chris.
No, I think you did something really good there, though. So.
Oh, let me say it real quick. Go. You remember what you were going to say?
Yep. Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Lock it in. You said, you know, you got to kind of force yourself. And that's a really important mindset to have because through that discipline, eventually it's going to turn into desire. Mm-hmm. You know, by constantly kind of forcing yourself to do these things daily. Like, eventually, there's going to be a day where you want to truly do it. And when you don't do it, you don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? And that's good. That's where we want to be at. On to you, Chris.
Okay. So, you did, like, really, you gave the answer that I needed to go off of all the time. Like, and it's something that I talk to so many people about. It's like, if you haven't experienced God before, and, like, we're on here all the time, like, me and Wally were talking about this last night. It's like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you guys so obsessed with this and stuff? And so, like, when I asked you, like, why would you seek God? And you said, I feel like it's selfish, but, right, it's because, and that's the exact answer that I was looking for, right? Because, so there's actually a whole, so John Piper talks about it, and then C.S. Lewis wrote a book on how people feel ashamed of, like, seeking out God for, like, this, because it just is the greatest thing, like, ever. Like, to be in the glory of God is, like, so great, right? And so it's like, I feel like, because me and Wally, like, we're always obviously the ones on here, and it's like, it might just sound like, well, those two basers like it, but it's like, I'm telling you, like, every person who has had any type of contact with God, it just, like, and we've all been on drugs and, like, experienced all of what the world has to offer, all these pleasures, and it's like, if I could have 100% God or, like, 100% of the purest Colombian white out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to choose God because I know that's, like, so much better, like, as far as my sanity, my purpose, my contentment in life, my ability to be present, like, is so good. So it's like, when we're urging people to, like, see God, it's like, I feel like a lot of people haven't had that experience with God, haven't had that personal relationship, and haven't had that closeness. And so it's like, when we're asking you to seek, right, it's like, you almost feel like it's a chore, you know what I mean? But it's really like, and it's not always there. Yeah. And it's not always there. It's a way out, really. And it's like, you're not always going to pray and it's going to be like, you're dumb close. You know what I mean? It's like, some days are better than others, right? But if you just continue at it, right? Like, eventually you just get this, like, you'll experience that where it's like, oh, this is like why those basers are always talking about it. You know, it's like, literally, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. You know, I guess I've gotten into enough of a routine that because I started doing Bible study on Tuesdays. Fire. And then I started, then Alphas on Thursday night. That's like every 2 days I'm at church. And I started feeling like a square. I was like, damn. I was like, no. I'm like, damn, I got to go to church again? Like, I feel like that's what other people were thinking, you know? Like, damn, she's going to church again? Like, that's boring. You know? Like, yeah. And then, I'm a mom now. And then, like, all this. I'm like, dang, I really fulfilled that, like, that life of what I thought was boring, you know? But I try and get out of myself. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Let me, like, fuck that.
Is it boring?
Yeah.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is it a better life too, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I get out of the expectation that I think I'm supposed to feel, and I realize I'm actually pretty happy.
That was tough. That was tough.
Nah, for real though, you know, like,
yeah,
it's crazy what we can do, what our minds can do. You know, we think, oh, we're supposed to feel like this, but then we get out of what we're actually experiencing, and you can actually be pretty happy just doing whatever you want to do, which hopefully is
my
God.
Expectation. But hit me, bro. That ate my head so hard. Damn, we think about that now. That's lit.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, about ready.
What time are we at? How much time we got? What do y'all think? Should we keep going?
Tune in.
No, one thing I did, I loved everything you said. I'm so glad you've been on here. And
this might have been the best. Yeah, this might have been the best guest yet, dude.
No, for real. Like,
that's
literally
gonna suck for everybody.
Sorry.
Actually, no. Wally's mom, she was great.
Yeah, mom. Everyone else, you need to tighten up.
The
really.
The two women that we had
yeah.
have been
so
the
we
best.
Need to have more women. So if yeah. you're a woman watching, please yeah. reach out. We'd love to have you on here. Sabrina definitely be back. My sister, she was all right. She's you know.
That's foul.
Nah, I'm just kidding. She painted this painting, so shout out my sister.
Yeah.
And no,
if you're listening, not seeing, there's a painting behind us.
Yeah, but so watch our YouTube.
Watch the video.
It's
yeah.
lit, and you get to see our beautiful faces. Yeah. And
interact on the IG, too.
Yeah.
Hit us up, DM.
79 Cent Salvation on IG and YouTube and
we're
Spotify,
all over now.
Apple Music,
yeah.
run it up, you know what I mean? No, but one thing I did want to ask, and you don't have to get too deep. This can be kind of quick. But, you know, a lot of people fear coming to God or coming to church because they have let the world paint a picture of what God is and what church is supposed to look like, right? And me and you, we don't look like regular church people, right? Chris could blend in pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Put a long sleeve shirt on him, dude. He's a what do you call him? A chaplain. But so coming into the church, you know, not looking stereotypically churchy, right? What did you feel judged at all? You know what I mean? Like, really, did you? Or no? Or was, I mean, because it's different everywhere.
I made sure I was in a good environment. I went to a church that I didn't feel judged at. And I
Boom.
Think that's important.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Because not every place is for you. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Just because it's a church doesn't mean it's for you.
Right.
So if you're letting that stop you from going to church or pursue God, that's it. Find a different
go
church.
A different one. Go with some friends.
Yeah, literally. Just
find
slide.
Some friends that are like,
stop
yo, yeah, I go to church. Come through.
Yeah, that's it. No, but that's what it's all about. Because it's like so many people have completely cut off the idea of God because mm-hmm. they've let people, judgmental people, the world, whatever, paint this picture of what God is, and it's not at all what he truly is, because we can't define God. You know, all we can say is he's power, he is love, he is our father, he's our protector, our friend, and we have to know what he said about us, you know, mm-hmm. that we are his masterpiece, his creation, you know, we're his children, we're a dwelling place of his Holy Spirit. So when you hold on to what he says about you instead of what other people are saying about him, that I feel like opens a door where you can truly dive into that real personal relationship with him. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I started off saying, you know, God seeks you exactly where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel like he's talked to you yet, and you're listening to this, he probably has. He put this in front of you.
Why would you listen to this, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're still listening at 58 minutes, bro, like, dude, God's really, he's really trying. He's like gripping you by the throat and you're like, oh no. Oh,
are
no.
you? Is that you?
Yeah, like, come on now. Yeah. God wants you. That's all he wants from you is just for you to want him to try your best. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No perfection, no, you know, requirements other than just come with an open heart, ready to receive his love. And once you receive that love, all you have to do to get the salvation he wants to offer you is
you know, believe in your heart and declare with your mouth, and you were saved. You know, believe in Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, for my sins, Sabrina, Chris, all the other bases in the world. You know what I'm saying? He did it for you, for me, for everybody, your family. And it's so beautiful, you know, your mom now and stuff. And just like, you know, I just became a dad too. You know, my daughter was born last week. And something that has been repeatedly popping up in scripture, like every day when I read, is that by my faith, generations of my family will be saved. You know what I mean? So you're planting those seeds in your baby girl, you know what I mean? And just by your love for God, like, he's going to love her so much.
Yo, like, I know we're cutting close to time, but to be real serious with you, when I went into church, you know, they called me and were like, hey, you know, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
not like that, but basically, you know, why
just are you wanted to know in? You. Yeah,
I wanted to get to know me. And I was like, you know what? It's because I am a mom now. I'm, you know, I'm a wife, so I'm a head of a household. And I want to be a strong pillar in this household. I want to be like, you know, the rock, you know? Oh, your mom is the rock of the house, you know? But yeah, I didn't feel
Dwayne
like
the Rock
that.
Johnson.
I got the tattoos. Nah, but, you know, I wanted to feel that confidence, and I knew the only way I could do it was with God. He's the only one who's going to make me that strong pillar in my household.
Yeah.
And I knew that, I mean, that's the only way I could do it. It really was, just finding God, because it's more serious now. And my baby has, like, the sweetest little, like, dang, you just know she has so much purpose and life in her. And it's crazy.
She's a cute baby, really cute baby.
It's no
big old
like,
baby too, bro. She a big girl.
She is. Eating good.
How old is she?
Eating good. She's like one, 11 bro. Months now. Almost.
Okay. She was probably about as tall as this table though.
No, <John.
laughs> she came walking
that's
in
like
here.
3 feet,
hey,
bro.
What's good?
Hey, what you
talking about? Nah, but yeah, hey.
That's yeah, but it. Look what God did just through you were just willing. You know, you made yourself available,
sure.
And look at the
easy,
beauty in your life now. And look, you now have a platform to reach people in such a special way, because you might be the only God, like piece of God, the church, the Bible that people see. You know, when they sit down in your chair to get a tattoo, think about it. You got them hostage. And not to push it down their throat.
Because that's his life right now.
That's what I do. Yeah, that's why. If you get a haircut with me, I'm not going to push it down your throat, but you're going to know. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know about God.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, looking and something you found completely unexpected. You were like, maybe I could tattoo. And then now look, he's giving you a faith that you could speak on confidently, and you have a perfect platform to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And clearly God has anointed you, and he's put a voice inside of you to speak out to the people. And now you're a fisher of men. All God wanted.
I think I wanted to add one thing.
Run it up.
And that was something I heard at church today.
Praise the Lord.
Let me see. Basically, he was talking about, it's Jeremiah 1:5. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
Amen.
Basically speaking, that God has a plan, has a purpose for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
My pastor,
Kevin,
my pastor was talking about, he said, being saved is only one part, but fulfilling your calling goes hand in hand. And in the Bible, it talks about our calling for each and every one of us is to bring you closer to God. Or to bring other people closer to God. And I think each and every one of us has a unique way we can do that. And understanding that you have a purpose, you don't need to know what it is exactly. You just need to seek God, and he will have you walk the life he has planned with it, and you'll watch how you make that happen.
No, it's so far. I'll make it quick, bro. But, no, literally, I've been talking about it, so I'm just going to say it again. But and Francis Chan pointed it out, and after I've seen it, bro, I like read Ephesians now, bro, and it's all I can like. Literally, the rest of the book is like done for now because it's just the one part. But it says, "You were chosen before the foundation of the world," right? And so it's just saying that before God even created Adam or created a single angel, when God was just by himself, just God, there was no time, no nothing. It was just God dwelling with God, which is even that's like crazy to think about. He already knew who you were going to be right now, right? Like he had you already in his sight, in his scope, before he had even created anything. So it's like, if you want to know how special you are and you want to feel like truly loved by God, it's really understanding that before anything, right? Like it's all been cut out already. Like he was already, he's like 10 steps, I guess infinity steps ahead because it's outside of time. But no, I love the, there's so much on that, but we won't go into it then today.
Next time Sabrina comes, we'll get back.
We need to get 3 mics though by then.
Yeah. Can you plug 3 in there?
No, but I wish. We can't get one day. I think you get. That's not important right now.
We'll talk business later. But you got anything else on your heart?
To be honest, I just want to say thank you guys for letting me come through.
Thank you for
I
coming.
I hope I can come back.
Oh
I
yeah.
Like this.
We'll see how this does. definitely, dude. This was lit. This was real fun. Anything else, Chris?
Oh, I definitely want to say that, you know, you might not feel like it does a lot, but y'all are super inspiring. Like super, super inspiring. So I'm sure anyone who just, they don't even have to listen to this, but they just have to see what you guys are doing. And I bet a little part of them are like, damn, I wish I was doing that. Or like, damn, I wish it could be like that, you know? So
you're right.
God is, nah, but.
Ah, God. You shouldn't have said that. Our ego is going to shoot through the roof.
Nah, but it's not.
No, nah, all glory to God. Hey, all glory to God. Amen.
God.
Amen.
There you go. There you go.
All glory all right. to God. Let's just close in prayer, and then we'll get out of here. So just close your eyes, bow your head for me. Dear God, we thank you so much for this time, God, and I just thank you for Sabrina for bringing her here and just allowing her to be a part of this journey, God. And Lord, I thank you for every step of her story, God, and how, Lord, you've just brought us together, Lord, as just brother and sister in Christ, God. And God, I just am so excited to see all you're going to do in her life and her family's life, God. Lord, we know you have placed a great anointing on her life, God, and I just pray you continue to fill her with the confidence to boldly speak your name and to believe in the power that you are, God. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, a hedge of protection over her and her family, God. Lord, and a hedge of protection over all those that are listening. And I just pray that they heard one thing, at least one thing that stuck out and will allow them to take a step in faith, God, to come to know you, to come to love you and to receive your love, God, because that's all we need is just your love, Lord, is just you. That's all we want is you, God. And so, Lord, I just ask the Holy Spirit to cover us, to cover everyone listening, and just protect us on the rest of our journey here on earth, God. We love you, we praise you, we thank you, God. In your almighty name we pray. Amen.